Welcome back to Beyond the Uniform. I'm Justin Asiri. Normally, I interview veterans about their civilian career. My goal is to give those on active duty in the military and veterans pictures of different career options they have and advice on how to get there. Today, I'm doing another skills episode. Would love feedback on this, but trying to offset the normal interviews by doing a little bit of a deeper dive into topics or skills that could benefit any veteran. And so today, we're going to be focusing for this second skills episode on a book called The Slight Edge. And special thanks to Sam and Ray Allen. They were my guests on Beyond the Uniform, episode number 115. This was one of the books they recommended. I took them up on it and read it over the last 2 weeks and thought I would share what I learned from this book with you and maybe give you some thoughts to think about in your own career. So the book is called The Slight Edge. It's by a guy named Jeff Olson. It's called Turning Simple Disciplines into Massive Success and Happiness. So I have to admit, I really liked the book. I gave it 5 stars on Goodreads out of 5 stars. I thought it was very, very helpful. About a quarter of the way through the book, though, I did have this thought of, like, I get the point. Like, what the fuck else is this dude going to talk about for the other 3/4 of this book? But the book is a little bit repetitive, but I think it's helpful in a way where it really drives the points home and he really mines the initial premise of the book. And so my intention in this book review is just to give you a taste, something to ponder. I'm not going to go through everything in the book, but just kind of give you some of the things that stood out to me in the first couple of chapters. And I think it's a good book. Normally I pitch Audible and doing audiobooks. I think this is actually a better book to do a physical book that you can have on your bookshelf. I know that Samantha Allen, when I reached out to her letting her know I finished the book, she said that she takes this book off her bookshelf repeatedly and kind of revisits it. I could see myself doing that as well. So check it out on Amazon. What the book talks about is that the same actions that take us from failure to survival, they would also take us from survival to success if we kept on doing them. But oftentimes we stop doing the things that get us out of danger and into survival, and continuing that on to success. And so Jeff, in his book, he talks about how success is the progressive realization of a worthy ideal. I'll say that again. Success is the progressive realization of a worthy ideal. And he mines this concept that it's very tiny actions that we take in a repeated, continuous, and constant nature that really drive long-term success. One of the quotes he gives from Thomas Edison that I just really love is, Thomas Edison, in inventing the light bulb, said, "I haven't failed. I've simply discovered 10,000 ways that don't work." And I love that thought of shifting your mindset about failure instead around continuous pursuit of success. He also talks about in this book that your philosophy that you adopt, it creates your attitudes, which creates your actions, which create your results, which create your life. And so starting with establishing your philosophy of how to achieve success, which influences those attitudes and actions and ultimately leads to success. He gives a lot of examples throughout the book. I think that's probably the most helpful. At the end of each chapter, Jeff talks to someone who's applied these principles and they shared how that helped them achieve their goals. I think that really helps drive and cement a lot of the principles of his book into making it a little bit more tangible. But he talks about simple daily disciplines that are repeated consistently over time and add up to the difference between failure and success. An example that he often uses is 10 pages a day, reading 10 pages a day of something related to career growth or personal growth. And I think this is a great example because it's like, look, 10 pages in and of itself. If you sit down today and read 10 pages of The Slight Edge, that single action is somewhat meaningless. But if you apply that every single day, day in and day out, you know, over the course of a year, I think he talks about you end up reading 10 or 20 or 30 different books, and that is actually enough to really change the trajectory of your professional life. And that's just one example, but I think that's very achievable. I think that'd be a worthy goal for any Beyond the Uniform listener to take up that mantra of every day I'm going to take a book that's going to align me in my personal or professional growth, and I'm going to read 10 pages no matter what. And if you were to apply that, that would really accelerate whatever career that you're in. And he talks about that this same principle, it works for both success and failure, that these tiny actions that we choose to take or we choose not to take each day add up over time and accumulate to success or failure. So if I choose, you know, like one of the things I do, I choose that I exercise at least 20 minutes a day every single day. And that's a daily decision. And I can choose to do that or I can choose to not exercise. And that single action, it's not going to make me gain 30 pounds overnight. And that's one of the things that makes it so dangerous. These decisions that are so important to our personal and professional growth, they never make a dramatic difference in a single day. But when you compound them over time, when you use time as your friend, they really add up in making an insurmountable difference in terms of success or failure. And one of the things I love about this is that it's so accessible. Every single person listening to this podcast, you can take those daily actions. And you know, through the course of the book, you'll uncover what those are for you. Some of them for me is, you know, daily exercise, my daily meditation practice, writing down 3 gratitudes every single day in an effort to become more positive and more grateful. Taking vitamins, reading 10 pages a day, whatever it is for you, just really committing to these daily tiny actions that over time lead to thousands of miles covered. And what I like about that is, I think that, and he talks about this, actually, I think I have a quote I'll get to in a second on this, so I'll hold off on that. But he talks about that these little steps aren't hard. They're just slightly harder than not doing them. So it's not like anything he's talking about takes a tremendous amount of willpower or effort. It just takes a little bit of extra effort every single day. So one of the quotes I wanted to share is, so he studies a lot of examples of success. And so one of the quotes from page 52 of The Slight Edge is, "Nothing these ordinary millionaires did to build their riches were complicated, difficult to understand, or hard to do. None of them took sophisticated knowledge or special skills. What these millionaires did was simple. They mastered the mundane." Why I think that that's really relevant for people on active duty or veterans is I think we all aspire to do great things in our professional life. And it can be a little bit intimidating, especially in making that initial transition to the civilian life of what you're going to do. And I think this book really simplifies it that you don't need to think about accomplishing your goals on day one. It's figuring out what are the little tiny steps you need to take every single day, day in and day out, and they guarantee your success. You're mastering the mundane. You're mastering these simple things that any veteran could do. But the discipline that I think that makes so many veterans successful, it's just applying that discipline in multiple areas in your life. And over time, it's inevitable that it'll lead to success. The author, Jeff, actually talks about like he can't think of a situation where 3 to 5 years of dedicated practice into this slight edge method wouldn't lead to completely overcoming an obstacle. No matter how far in debt you are, no matter how far off your career is, 3 to 5 years of just dedicated day in, day out practice can lead you to exactly what you're wanting. 2 other quotes I wanted to share from page 56 and 57. One was, quote, "The things that create success in the long run don't look like they're having any impact at all in the short run," end quote. And I think that all of us as veterans, you know, we have some sort of exercise regimen. Anyone who's lifted weights, it's the same thing. The first day after lifting weights, there is no noticeable change. And it could be weeks and months of exercising every, you know, consistently three times, five times a week, until maybe after months you start to see very slight changes in your body. And I like it's, we'll get to a quote in a second, but it's like we are this culture now of wanting instant change, instant access to things. And this is really the opposite of that. It's the commitment to daily actions that will change your life and change your career. The second quote on page 57 was, quote, "When you make the right choice, you don't see the results, at least not today. And that is a problem in our push-button, mouse-click, 24-hour news world. We expect to see results, and we expect to see them now. But that's not how success is built. Success is the progressive realization of a worthy ideal. Progressive means success is a process, not a destination. It's something you experience gradually over time. Failure is just as gradual. In fact, the difference between success and failure is so subtle, you can't even see it or recognize it during the process. And here's how real success is built. By the time you get the feedback, the real work's already done." And I just love that thought of fighting this mainstream notion that things that you should be able to get rich quick. You should be able to buy a lottery ticket and hit it big. And instead, taking control of the only thing that you can, which is your daily actions and daily habits, to really affect massive change in your career, your relationships, and your personal life. Another thing he talks about later in the book is that the secret of time is simply this. Time is the force that multiplies those little, almost imperceptible, seemingly insignificant things you do every day into something titanic and unstoppable. And the formula he gives is that consistently repeated daily actions plus time equals unconquerable results. And any of you who have had the discipline to invest money, you understand this principle of compound interest, the most powerful thing in the universe, compound interest. It's really just applying that to your actions. That, you know, one penny invested every single day, it doesn't make a dramatic difference, but when you start to factor in time and repeated action and repeated growth, that literally turns into millions. One last quote, this one was from page 68 of The Slight Edge, was, quote, "The right choices and the wrong choices you make at the moment will have little or no noticeable impact on how your day goes for you. Nor tomorrow, nor the next day. No applause, no cheers, no screams, no life or death results played out on the big screen. But it is exactly those same undramatic, seemingly insignificant actions that, when compounded over time, will dramatically affect how your life turns out." And so, you know, part of what I took away from this book is that successful people are capable of forming these habits that feed their success instead of the habits that feed their failure. And one final quote I'll leave you with, and I'm literally looking at a post-it note. This is on my at my office. This is on my wall. It's a quote from Thomas J. Watson that says, "If you want to increase your success rate, double your failure rate." I'll say that one more time. If you want to increase your success rate, double your failure rate. And I'm sure you've heard in so many of these interviews, I'm thinking of my interview with Nick over at Plated, all the different failures and setbacks. And the day they launched Plated, there's this hurricane and their office is almost swept out to sea. And there's so many missteps and so many different actions that didn't result in success. But he kept at it. He kept on failing. He kept on experimenting. He kept on going. And eventually that led to success. And I love the thought explored in this book, The Slight Edge, that, you know, commit to that. Commit to doubling your failure. Commit to these daily actions. And it is inevitable. It will lead you to whatever you're looking, successful health, successful career, successful relationships, whatever that is, it's a surefire formula to get there. And I appreciated this book just as it is so the opposite of the dieting schemes of today and the money-making schemes of today that seem to prescribe that with little effort and overnight you'll achieve success, you know, when in fact I believe the opposite, that it is showing up every single day committed to the actions, figuring it out where you want to go and the micro steps that will get you there. I strongly believe, you know, in the power of reading and mentors and things like that. And so, you know, extending that, if I believe that reading from successful business people or reading about different marketing tactics or reading about different sales tactics will help me grow my company Storybox into a success, well, if I'm willing to give 10 pages a day to reading a book like that, you know, over years, that's going to really compound and add up. So that's my endorsement for the Slight Edge. I have no dog in this fight. I don't get any money if you purchase that. I do think it would benefit you whether you've been out of the military for 20 years or you're on active duty right now. It's a very powerful concept. Special thanks to Sam and Ray Allen for recommending that. And I'll be back later this week with the traditional format of interviewing veterans about their civilian career. But if this is helpful for you and you'd like more of this, definitely send me an email, justin@beyonduniform.io. Post on LinkedIn, Twitter, Facebook, send a carrier pigeon. Whatever is your intended method of or preferred method of communication, let me know. And we'll be back next week with more traditional interviews.